Welcome back into the Buzzer Beater, everybody. AM 1340 KXEO, and we are almost ready for the Mexico Bulldogs boys basketball team's first game of the season. Man, it's hard to believe that it's already here, but this is going to be a little something different for the Mexico boys this year.
It is. They've got an opportunity here early with this Vienna shootout that they're in today. To kind of get the season off to a good start, work out some of the kinks. Not that we've really seen too many kinks in the past, because they normally start, if people remember correctly, at the Montgomery County Tournament, which they're still going to play in the Montgomery County Tournament, but that's after the holiday. So they're going to get a pretty good head start on what they normally do, and we'll see what they come up with. They got a couple of new pieces. Obviously, they lost a couple of pieces from last year, but it'll be interesting to see. I'm excited for it, ready for it. We'll see if they're ready for the challenge against a team. They're not playing Vienna.
St. James.
Yeah, the Tigers.
9-18 last year. You know, this will be their second Vienna shootout. It's our first time there, but interesting. They're from the Three Rivers Conference.
Yes, they are.
Down in the St. Louis area. So you never can tell record-wise, because they're always playing tough competition there. And it is the very first game of the season, but the way I understand it is they lost their top scorer to graduation last year. So we'll have to wait and see what happens here today.
Absolutely. We've got that game coming up for you here in just a little bit. It should be interesting. Obviously, crowd-wise, it'll be interesting. St. James not very far away from Vienna, which is where we're headed. It's a little bit of a drive for the Mexico fans, so obviously they'll be able to listen to the game on KXEO and on the KXEO stream. We invite you to do that. I'm curious as to what we'll see. I mean, we know some of the players just from past year's activity. We've got a couple of good three-point shooters. We've got some height inside. To me, I've seen some early scrimmage footage, and it looked to me like Donyer is a little more active, which is what we need on the inside. I'm curious to see how that plays out as the season goes on.
We've got depth this year, and that's something that Mexico has not always enjoyed. A lot of people coming off the bench, but there is depth there. It'll be nice to see how the chemistry works out. Darren Pappas, the man, the myth, the legend, going into his seventh season, and we had an opportunity to sit down and talk with Coach Pappas about the Vienna shootout and the start of the season for the Mexico boys basketball team.
You know, obviously we graduated three important parts of our team last year, and Anthony Shivers, Dante Kelly, and Jordan Shelton. Jordan Shelton's obviously playing collegiate ball at John Wood Community College in Quincy, and Anthony's running track at Evangel down near in Springfield, and Dante's at UMKC, going to be in dentistry school. So all three of those guys are doing really well. It's going to be hard to replace those guys, but I like the guys that we have coming back. We returned 9 of our 12 guys from last year's varsity team. That includes Charlie Fisher, Sam Ryan, DJ Long, Jaden Eldridge, PJ Perkins, Austin Maxwell, Holden Auber, Caden Benny, and Donye Nunley. So we're excited. We got 4 seniors that I think are going to lead the charge. Obviously, DJ Long, prolific scorer, 1,000-point scorer. As we've been telling him and trying to tell people that, you know, we'll go as he goes. He's kind of the floor general. He'll lead us. Donye Nunley, obviously we want to have a big production out of him in his last campaign here. Aiden Kniffel is another awesome kid that has shown huge improvements from his junior year to his senior year. And then we add Grant Brokers back for his senior campaign, and we're excited about what he brings to the table and some toughness in our front court.
Seems like a deep bench this season. How will that kind of work in? I know you saw him at the Jamboree, and everybody saw him at the Jamboree on Monday. How is that going to work with folks coming in off of the bench? How's the chemistry going?
Yeah, we're lucky enough to have a deep bench. We feel like we got some guys that we can use in different situations. We can open up the floor a little bit more. This is probably the best perimeter shooting team that we've had under our leadership here at Mexico High School. you know, the chemistry is starting to develop. Those guys are playing for one another, and hopefully that continues to develop, and we continue to play for one another and move the basketball. We would love to have 11 guys in double – or not 11. Yeah, I mean, I would take 11 guys, but four guys for sure in double figures every given night. And so, you know, that's going to be huge for us. We got some shooters. Charlie's shooting it really well. Sam can shoot it. From the perimeter, Jaden Eldridge obviously has a pure stroke. Austin Maxwell, once he gets his feet set, he's almost dead money. And Aiden Kniffel is doing a really good job, and Caden Binney is too. So the good news is that we can rotate different guys in. We can start different guys depending on matchups and things like that. We can play DJ off the ball and have Charlie run point sometimes too. Sam Ryan can run the point. He can also play inside if we need him to. So it's a good problem to have that many weapons sitting on your bench. Obviously, any of those guys can be a starter at any point in the season, and we're just excited about what we bring to the table.
Kind of your goals for this season, if you will.
Yeah, you know, our goals is always to try to win 20 games out of the 26 regular season games, try to win 20, compete for a conference title, and then hopefully make a run at a district title and then into the playoffs. So that's continuing to be the message that we're telling the boys. That's continuing to be our goals as a program. Every single year we want to be consistent as much as possible, and I think the kids have really bought into that this year.
Appreciate you stopping by early this morning before you make the trip to your first game against St. James in the Vienna Shootout, and best of luck on the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all the coverage.
Head coach Darren Pappas this morning on the buzzer beater on AM 1340 KXEO.